T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starting the 4 o'clock hour about 5 minutes late. So, you know, just things as usual.
Par for course.
Things is, going smoothly here. Swimmingly.
You gotta keep listening on the toes.
Yeah.
Listen on the toes. How radio goes, though.
Hawkman and Crowder show. No Hawk. Have you seen it all, Crowder? I don't know. I know you were busy this weekend with your family and stuff. Have you seen, you know, what he's doing in Canada? Like, he's posted a couple pictures of him, mostly of food. He's, I imagine, at a Tim Hortons every couple hours, because you're just walking around Toronto. If you're in downtown Toronto, there's a Tim Hortons pretty much on every block. It's like a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts here. So he's posted pictures of some donuts. He posted pictures of Doritos, ketchup flavored Doritos, some Tim Hortons saltines. Like, he's bagged milk. Like, he's living like a Canadian right now. He really is.
Okay, I did see the picture of him holding some chip bags, but now I see they were ketchup. I just thought they were regular Doritos. Okay, yeah. I've been following him a little bit. I might look at my social feeds twice a day when I'm on vacation. I can't just sit up on it all day. I'm enjoying life.
Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy life and check your social media, but I know that's not your thing. That's not your thing, but you can enjoy life and check your social.
But social media is not life. That's staring at your phone. Life is outside looking grown people in the face, throwing a ball with kids, talking, interacting, drinking a beer. That's life. Playing on your phone is not life, Solana.
I don't know. At the end of this show, right, around 6, by, you know, 6:10, I'll have gotten a good 10 minutes of just scrolling in. And then maybe I'll go get, like, a snack or something, and I'll just hang out. And then I'll scroll for a couple more hours until it's time for bed. And that sounds like a delightful evening, if you ask me.
First time I opened a social media today was when you asked about Hawk's pictures.
Wow. That's crazy. Seriously, that's crazy to me. I know. Why? I get it, though. Like, that's just not... That's not your thing. Like, you don't do social media, but I don't know. Like, the first thing I do in the morning, I wake up before I look at my girlfriend and ask her how she's doing. Before I tell her good morning, I have to scroll through Twitter, maybe check my notifications from ESPN, from the Herald, from the Sun Sentinel. I got to know what's going on in the morning. Like, I just have to.
You know how I know what's going on? I go to ESPN.com, NBA.com. I go to actual sites of people that are educated and understand what's going on and writing real reports. Not Johnny in his basement living with his mom at 48.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. I don't want credible. I don't want credible information. Just give me takes. That's we need a new segment. Just takes. Something where we're just giving takes. I'll come right out and I'll update everybody before we get the headlines and the highly anticipated 4 o'clock weather report from Jimmy. But Crowder, here's what's going on with Kyrie Irving. Unless I've missed something in the past, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes since I last checked, but I don't think so. Let's start from the very beginning. We know about Kyrie Irving and the impasse of his new contract between him and the Brooklyn Nets last week. Now, fast forward to over the weekend, and the report were that from ESPN was that negotiations between Kyrie and the Nets were, quote, becoming acrimonious. And if you don't know what acrimonious means, don't worry. It's not your fault. ESPN being cutesy with the synonyms, okay? essentially, things are getting testy between the Nets and Kyrie. Now, I'll remind you, he has until Wednesday, June 29th, to opt into his player option. He has a one-year player option, and at this point, it's pretty obvious. He's not going to opt into that option. But today, the reports were that the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavericks, and Sixers were the teams that he would like Brooklyn to consider in a possible sign-and-trade. And Shams Charania reported that All-Star Kevin Durant is, quote, considering options with his future amid the drama with Kyrie Irving. Now, Crowder, later today at around right before the show started, from ESPN, outside of the LA Lakers, there are currently no known teams planning a pursuit of sign-and-trade deals with Brooklyn for Kyrie Irving. But then a Nets reporter for the New York Daily News, his name is Christian Winfield, he tweeted, Kyrie Irving has requested and received permission from the Nets to find sign-and-trade offers from other teams. Kevin Durant still hasn't spoken to the Nets front office, and Russell Westbrook to Brooklyn remains highly unlikely. So there is a ton going on right now. Heat Twitter has Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in a Heat uniform, but I did read something that I thought was interesting, Crowder. This is from the New York Daily News and from that writer I just mentioned, Christian Winfield. He's really right. The belief among both league and player circles is that Kyrie Irving is gone, and the 7-11 era, that's Kyrie and Kevin Durant, is over before it began. Irving only appeared in 103 regular season games in Brooklyn, a three-year run ravaged in year one by a nagging shoulder injury, in year two due to absences for personal reasons, and in year three due to Irving's unwillingness to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And we know all that, right? Mm-hmm. But that brings us to the sign-and-trade. He reportedly has six teams on his radar. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, 76ers, and Mavericks, which we know because of that Shams Charania report. But listen to this. A Durant and Westbrook reunion in Brooklyn remains unlikely, according to a source, which we know that's just not happening. That's off the table. The Knicks, Mavericks, and Heat are the teams that have the biggest capacity to pull off a deal for Kyrie Irving, but the Knicks and Mavericks appear to be in a bidding war over free agent guard Jalen Brunson, which in itself is an absolutely insane sentence that they're bidding over Jalen Brunson and not paying attention to Kyrie Irving, which I don't really believe. Like, maybe there's just no sources confirming it, but that's the guy that you just referred to as a little short light-skinned dude the entire NBA playoffs. And it's just funny thinking that the Knicks and Mavericks are ignoring the possibility to add Kyrie Irving because they're focusing on Jalen Brunson. I'll ask you this, Crowder, because at this point, it's pretty obvious that Kyrie Irving is gone, right? Like, it's just, maybe something changes, but it's pretty obvious. Who would you rather the Heat focus on right now? Kyrie Irving, which seems like the more possible. There's more possibility in landing Kyrie Irving than Kevin Durant. But who would you rather the Heat focus on? Like, put their chips in Kyrie Irving, which is the more likely situation. Bring in Kyrie, pair Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Kyrie Irving together and hope that you can get this guy to focus on basketball? Or is it the big whale? Is it the Kevin Durant, which could mean you have to give up Bam Adebayo? What would you prefer the Heat do? I'm not saying who would you rather have. Obviously, it's Kevin Durant. The best player maybe in the NBA. But I'm saying, what would you rather them focus their attention on? Because if you focus your attention on KD, then that could cost you Kyrie Irving. And it's probably not as likely that you can land a Kevin Durant as it is a Kyrie Irving, who clearly is looking to get the hell out of Brooklyn no matter what.
Yeah. Well, the first thing with Jalen Brunson, I've been watching it now at the free agency. The Knicks actually hired his dad recently.
Yes.
To try to convince him to go to the Knicks. So, I didn't know. The Knicks hired him. They could have hired him years ago. I heard Stephen A. Smith talking about it. They hired his dad, and they just recently did. It seems like your son's going to be a free agent. I'll hire your dad. But so I need to learn the man's name if teams are hiring family members to get him to their organization. But the thing with Kyrie and KD, it's not just the big whale. It's the more consistent player. It's the non-headache. Now, KD's a diva, and KD, you know, his little media rants, I don't like his Twitter, how he approaches it. You know, it's just have a little more fun in life, KD. Like, I think he's turned very curmudgeonous. But you're talking about basketball playing, Solana? Basketball? This man's a top 10 argument of all time in basketball. We just had the argument about Steph, and we kept saying, why isn't KD talk of best top 10 of all time, guys? So, yes, it would be KD. And if you're going to go and put all your eggs in the basket and have to get rid of somebody to get KD, you have KD playing with Jimmy Butler? Come on now, man. Get your big boy. Go find some big guy. Give him a little deal. Get Deadman ready. You know, like KD and Jimmy, that's a championship. We talked about it earlier, Solana. Bam's not on this team last year. KD is. Are they still in the Eastern Conference Finals? They might be in the damn finals, Solana. No, it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and basically what you're saying is there that you'd be more comfortable giving up Bam Adebayo than Jimmy Butler if it meant Kevin Durant, correct? Like you'd rather pair Kevin Durant with Jimmy Butler than you would pair him with Bam Adebayo.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I don't like and Kyrie, like if it was somebody else, like if you want to do KD versus somebody else, I could probably do it. I do not want Kyrie on my team. I'm a Heat fan. The Heat are on my team. Like I'm a Buccaneers NFL fan, even though I play for the Dolphins. Like I am a Miami Heat fan. I don't want Kyrie Irving on the Miami Heat. He's not a Heat type guy. He's going to complain. He's going to come up with goofy stuff to say all the time and why he can't play and how he's so upset with life and fly back home every 10 minutes. I'm not a fan of Kyrie Irving as a player. And to be honest, as a person, he kind of gets to me too with his little approach to life and how he's the smartest person in the room. I don't like people like that.
Yeah, yeah, I know you don't like guys like that. You don't like the guys who are throwing out conspiracies and want you to think that they know everything, right? I get that. I'm not even disagreeing with you. Like, my thing is, you have a legitimate real shot to go out and just pair. You can create your big three. You can pair Bam Adebayo with Jimmy Butler. And you don't have to give up either of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. Your core stays together, and you can go add the guy that fits exactly what you're missing. Here's what the Heat are missing. Here's what their biggest need is. Just based on what we saw, especially in that series versus Boston, but really over the past 2-3 seasons since you added Jimmy Butler, here's what they're missing. A point guard or a guard, somebody who can handle the ball, who can create their own shot, and who can score. Just score. Be a scorer. Off the ball, with the ball, doesn't matter. And that alleviates Jimmy Butler's need to constantly have the ball, create the offense, use the screen, use his body, wear and tear. He's going to be 33 years old. That's what you need if you're looking at a long-term run with this core. And Kyrie Irving, I mean, other than maybe Steph Curry, like, I mean, we're splitting hairs here, but other than Steph Curry, is there anybody in the league who can do it, what the Heat need, better than Kyrie Irving? I don't know. So if it means not needing to give up one of Jimmy or Bam and completing finally a big three with somebody who fits your exact need, man, like this could be the Heat's chance right here to figure it out. And I get, you know, you have that question mark constantly. Will Kyrie Irving be Kyrie at some point? Yeah. I get it. I understand it. I just don't think Kevin Durant's possible. And you could miss out. If you start focusing on Kevin Durant, you can miss out on a real chance to go sway Kyrie Irving to say, hey, look, I know you want to go team up with LeBron, but the Lakers are toast, buddy. The Lakers are toast. How are they going to move Russell Westbrook? Anthony Davis isn't healthy. AD's never healthy. Why do you want to go over there? You remember how frustrated you were playing with LeBron? Come to Miami. We'll figure everything out for you. You don't have to worry about front office decisions. Bam Adebayo, he's not a vocal superstar. He's not a guy who's going to get in your face. Call him star. You know, just somebody who understands his role and doesn't need the ball. He's not going to be taking the ball away from you. And Jimmy Butler, all he cares about is winning. And you know he's committed to winning. Like, it just seems like such a perfect fit for Kyrie to come here and just play basketball. But I get it. You don't know if he will. I get
but
it.
I see what you're saying. But the numbers, like the numbers can be worked out, can be figured out overnight pretty much. Jimmy already said he wants to play with Kyrie. I'm sure Jimmy can get Kyrie's number. I'm sure Jimmy can call KD and just see what their interest level is and see, hey, you coming out here, Jimmy? No, I don't think I want to come there. KD says that. Jimmy calls Pat and he's like, okay, no, KD doesn't want to come here. You know what I'm saying? Like, acting like we're sending telegrams or notes on pigeons' feet. Just call the people and inquire about it. Like, I don't think it takes as much time as you're saying, and you could just inquire. But if you ask me, who would I inquire with first? Come on, man. It's Kevin Durant. You're talking about automatic, somebody that can put automatic points on the board. KD is a walking point. He's and Kyrie can play. Kyrie's a scorer, too. KD can do everything as a 7-foot guard, man. Like, come on, Solana. All right. And I think Kyrie would run. I think Kyrie would take a little edge off of the Heat culture and what they do.
Well, I got this DM, Crowder, from somebody on Instagram. You sound like a complete freaking moron today regarding Kyrie Irving. So there you go. That's where we stand today in terms of the Kyrie Kevin Durant thing. I get it, man.
You know, Kyrie's never hit 80 games in his career. He hit 70 games three times.
Yeah, but
he hit 60 games twice.
That's fine, but he hit the game-winning three-point shot in a game 7 for LeBron James in LeBron's most meaningful NBA title, so the media says. Like, he hit that shot, and when LeBron James needed a guy to go out there and drop 40 along with him in the NBA Finals to keep their season alive, he did that. Like, he's capable of doing that, giving you the performance that you need, and I'm just not comfortable.
He's gonna have Crocs on 40 games a year. He's gonna be wearing Crocs, Solana.
Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe the Heat can figure this guy out. If there's an organization in the NBA who can,
and that's right? What you're depending on.
Yeah, I am. I know. I get it. I'm not saying anybody who doesn't want Kyrie Irving is wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that, man, if you can make this work, if you can figure it out with this guy, I think it's the perfect fit.
This is the crazy thing that you heat. And I'm a Heat fan, but you're an extreme heater. Y'all forget. The Heat culture is going to change everybody. The Heat culture did not change Hassan Whiteside. It made him hide his real stripes for a couple years to get paid. The Heat culture did not change Deion Waiters. It made him just act a little different for a couple months until he went back to being himself. Who is a couple examples? James Johnson came in heavy. There's a number of names that the Heat culture did not work for that y'all like to ignore when you're making the Heat culture argument. You're thinking Kyrie is going to come down here around Pat Riley, Spo, and Butler and change his stripes? A zebra doesn't change his stripes. They're born with him. They're going to be that. Don't just talk about the success stories when you talk about the culture. Talk about the failures when you talk about the culture. And I believe Kyrie will be a failure when Heat culture's around him.
The failure. Why would I do that? It doesn't help my argument.
Fail Kyrie.
Right, but hold on a second. I mean, you're also using the failures of Heat culture. I mean, we're using Deion Waiters and James Johnson. Like, yeah, that was an era of Heat basketball where the Heat just were left out of options. They missed on Gordon Hayward. They had the meeting with Kevin Durant, but they never actually had a chance to land Kevin Durant. The Heat were faced with pretty much no option other than to go out and get guys and bet that they were going to be better than they actually were. And guess what? For a short period of time, it worked. Not saying it worked for a title contention, but it worked where they gave us a stretch of basketball that was fun, that they ended up falling short of the playoffs by one game, but it was fun. And then the following season, yeah, it was Deion Waiters and James Johnson. Like, what were your aspirations? But here's what I do know, Crowder, is that Deion Waiters, Hassan Whiteside, and James Johnson, along with Josh Richardson and even that awful Tyler Johnson contract, ended up what? It ended up getting you somehow Jimmy Butler, and it ended up with Jimmy Butler taking your team to the NBA Finals and then having them one shot away just a couple years later, 2 years later, from another NBA Finals appearance. So while I'm with you, the culture didn't work on Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, and Deion Waiters. That culture during that time, despite having those bums here, was still prevalent enough to where it attracted a guy like Jimmy Butler. So maybe it didn't work on the court, but it was still alive. It was still breathing, and it still attracted somebody like Jimmy Butler to come here and experience the culture firsthand. So how dare you take shots at the culture? But I can't disregard what you're saying. There's absolutely no way to be sure that Kyrie Irving in a Heat uniform just changes things. It doesn't. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I think it's worth trying because this window with Jimmy Butler is closing. And if you end up trading Bam Adebayo and it doesn't work with Jimmy Butler, then you lost somebody who could be here for the next decade and be a building block alongside any other superstar because he's perfect. He's the perfect running mate in terms of his style of play. So I'm just afraid of setting your eyes on something like Kevin Durant and risk losing out on a sure thing, which is the fit-wise. Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. It would be perfect.
So
perfect.
How do you take your eat culture? Needle? Is it a patch like nicotine? Is it gum? How do you take your culture? Because you sound crazy sometimes.
It depends where I'm at. You know,
we snort culture.
If I'm in Wynwood, I prefer
You're smoking your culture
by the nose sometimes.
We take it in Pepas form.
Right. At home, I do have a wonderful nurse who knows how to use needles. So it just depends where I'm at.
Oh, IV. I forgot. Valentina's a nurse. IV is how you take it. Because, boy, you sound crazy sometimes.
Either way, no matter what side you fall on this debate here, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, yes to Kyrie, no to Kyrie. Here's what I will tell you. Sportsbetting.ag, they released their odds. Kevin Durant's next team, if he's not in Brooklyn, the Heat have the best odds, +250. Kyrie Irving's next team, if he's not in Brooklyn, the Lakers at +300 have the best odds. We know he wants to go to LA with LeBron. The Clippers are the second best with +350, and the Heat +400 have the third best odds to land Kevin Durant. Let's do headlines. Or I'm sorry, Kyrie Irving. Let's do headlines quickly here. Really, this is just me rambling until Jimmy gives us his weather report. Marlins, they do play tonight. They open up a 3-game set in St. Louis, 7:45. Pablo Lopez will start. NHL season is over. Lightning lost 2-1 yesterday in Game 6 at home. So what we told you was impossible. For a month, we've been telling you on the show since the Lightning defeated the Panthers in 4, they're going to win the Stanley Cup. Nobody's beating Vasilevsky in a 7-game series. Well, it happened. So I hope you didn't listen to us. I hope you didn't put money on the Lightning winning in 6 or in 7 this series, because you'd be like us eating McDonald's for the next couple months.
I'm about to get evicted.
There is the report that PJ Tucker is probably going to sign with the 76ers. So obviously we'll have to monitor that, but nothing official yet. Inter Miami won over the weekend 2-1 in an exciting game. They'll play FC Dallas on July 4th next Monday. And now let's get to Jimmy, who is back with the weather.
It is mostly sunny with a temperature of 90 degrees with a feel of 101.
Jimmy, Kyrie or Durant?
Durant.
All right, I shouldn't have asked you. Stick to the weather report. That weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954. More on the other side, we will celebrate National Ice Cream Cake Day by revisiting another cake memory on this show. It's a loose tie-in, but listen, it's the chocolate cake segment. So if you want to laugh, just stay tuned to the next segment.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They owned and operated since 1951 in the Hollywood, Florida area. They know what they're doing. I've been going there 18 years. Delicious food, the best price, the nicest people. Y'all got to get to Delaware. And they have it all now. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp. They have fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs. The dips made in-house daily. Oh, my goodness. The sausages, the sides. You can get your meat and your sides, your dips, your appetizers, everything right there at Delaware. They have it all, and it's all fresh and delicious. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. You don't have to get out of the car if you don't want to. They want to get delicious food back to your watch parties, back to your family dinners, back to your romantic dinners. Whatever you're doing, if you're eating, get the food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
So you hear us talk daily about Athletic Greens. I take AG1 every day. So what is it? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day off right. AG1 costs you less than $3 a day. That's less than your coffee habit, I'm sure. And it's an investment in your health. And it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Athletic Greens, they've got over 7,000 five-star reviews. People are using it. They're loving it. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ronadinha.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, enough about Kyrie for a second. All right, there's going to be plenty of time to talk about Kyrie over the next couple days. Let's do something that's fun here. Let's all have a laugh at my expense. So today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. And while we don't have a segment pertaining specifically to ice cream cake, there's another cake segment that comes to mind. A bunch of people texted this in earlier today, so I'll give everybody a treat here. Listen, it's what we call the dog days of summer. Free agency is kind of the big story right now. Still got to get some best ofs in though, right? So this is a segment, again, where I am the butt of the joke. This is while I'm sitting at home in the weeks following my ACL surgery. I'm bedridden. I need help to do everything. I'm at my parents' house because I have stairs and I couldn't live at my own condo. And Hawk sends me a gift. I'll let you hear how it plays out over the air. This is the frozen chocolate cake segment.
So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family, who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right, yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
You can do the microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
it's just so herky-jerky, because I'm like, yeah, so you're at your parents' house, right? Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
It's ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizza sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself?
Hmm. I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's heavy duty. Yeah. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you, because I, you know, you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive, and you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what? What was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, and Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Weird. Manhattan, no, but, which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish Chicago pizza. They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's so, still shipped, you know, in, so it's not the not like getting it at the restaurant. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one. Like fourth, you cut it into fours, yeah. And she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
It's
and
the same. This is the same routine, know? I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, well, right. It's one piece. It's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available. And so I was like, all right, I'll give him a chocolate cake too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right,
then
you're
I
not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. Oh. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to, make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer. Or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake, does it go in the oven? They don't know how to do this.
It's a chocolate cake. Already put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out, so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texts me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So. He snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's in the cake.
you thought about
putting it in the oven to bake?
That's the thought out a little. maybe.
How many Solanas does it take to make a frozen cake?
Jimmy, have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. How can we best... how can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it.
I don't know.
Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right,
that
but I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub? You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake?
No. I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. You were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah. Because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake. What are we going to do with this?
This is much like the Da Vinci Code. something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven?
It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions
is
that?
Out. They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake, put on plate, take fork, make piece, put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided this.
I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make frozen cake.
I don't know what to do with it. It's like
an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer a couple months later. You put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right. But they don't have frosting on them. Do you understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out. I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
My God. I am stunned. All right, allow me to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors here, because we're in hurricane season, which is stressful for anyone in South Florida who owns a home or doesn't even own a home this time of year. But I always recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors if you own a home, because you want to protect it and your possessions and your family. And I'm speaking from experience, because when they install those PGT custom windows and doors, it'll reduce your stress level this time of year. BNT is the company my wife and I used at our home. It really is a great feeling. When they come out and they finally install those PGT custom windows and doors, you just feel a little safer as a homeowner in South Florida. You know, before I had the PGT custom windows and doors installed, I used to be one of the people in line for plywood every time a storm was approaching. Those days are over for me. Those days can be over for you, too. Do yourself, do your family a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check out their website, which is bntimpactwindows.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Order the meatballs as an app. Get the rigatoni. Call it a day.
I'll punch you in your face.
Hawk and Crowder.
I still think, Crowder, I'll never live this down. Frozen cake in oven for 10 minutes. Better cake. That's it. Just 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Frozen cake in the oven. Everything's going to melt, Solana.
It's
everything.
For 10 minutes? Not gonna, it's frozen. It's totally frozen. It wouldn't melt.
Okay, yeah. Put it in the microwave on defrost.
No, but that's different. That's defrosting it. That's different.
It's actually better. It's not direct heat.
I don't like the mic. I try not to use a microwave.
You don't know how to cook, do you?
Oh, I cook.
No. Cooking and barbecuing is two different things. I've seen you barbecue in that big ass brick oven y'all have at the house. I've seen that, but I don't think you can really cook.
La parrilla. No, I cook. I cook for sure. I cook almost every day.
What, mac and cheese? Spaghetti? I'm talking about cook, son.
Nah, I'll throw it down in the kitchen, bro. I throw it down in the kitchen. Little rice. Today I had a little rice.
Oh, that's
chicken.
Hard. That's hard to cook. Oh, man, very difficult.
What are you doing?
Rice.
Flambeing? What are you
making
flambeing
rice.
Stuff? Like I mean I cook almost every day. I'm an at home chef, you could say. What are you cooking, hotshot? What are you flambeing
Listen, I saute my vegetables.
Yeah, you know, I saute my vegetables.
You know,
too.
I get everything going, marinate my meats. You know what I'm saying?
You're throwing a black bean patty in the microwave and then telling everybody you cooked it. I know of what vegetarians really do. You guys eat cheese and crackers, and then you'll You'll throw a black bean patty in the microwave, cut up some tomatoes, and you want everybody to think you grilled a burger, and you didn't. You threw a frosted black bean patty into the microwave.
First off, do not badmouth a charcuterie tray. Hold the meat.
No,
it's delicious.
I mean,
don't mess with my cheese and crackers now.
I love a good charcuterie tray, charcuterie board, but it's better with some prosciutto. It just is.
And the one assumption that you carnivores make about us is that we don't know how to cook meat. I've been barbecuing and cooking meat my whole life. I didn't lose it when I stopped eating it. My kids still eat meat. My wife still eats fish. So yeah, man, don't just assume I don't know how to protein because I personally don't protein.
Yeah. Are you using protein as a verb? You're using it as a verb?
Yeah. Y'all protein.
Yeah. Okay. All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, thankfully, is just minutes away. Crowder, really quickly though, before we get there, because we have a couple seconds here. We've talked a lot about Kyrie Irving maybe coming to Miami. There's a lot of noise right now about Kyrie not being happy in Brooklyn. Seems like he's on his way out. We've even talked about the possibility of KD being out of Brooklyn as well, maybe coming to Miami. Draymond Green was asked. He was on the Bloomberg. He was on the Lucas Shaw Show. It was a podcast, part of the Bloomberg. And during the interview, they hit him with this theory that if in this world Kyrie Irving is granted the sign and trade, he ends up somehow in LA. They asked him, would that be a team that could compete for a title? And Draymond Green says, with LeBron, if you give him someone like Kyrie, they'll have a chance because of the way Kyrie can score the basketball. LeBron will only put him in position to do that. Kyrie is not proven to be a great leader. LeBron will put an umbrella over that. If you can do what you're good at, you have LeBron leading. And then they asked him, are they good enough to beat the Warriors? And he said, they could contend, but they wouldn't beat us. Really quickly, can Kyrie playing on the court, teaming up once again with LeBron James and a healthy Anthony Davis. I know, a lot of ifs there, okay? But yeah, can that trio, healthy, beat the Golden State Warriors team that we just saw in the NBA Finals?
They can compete. I don't believe so, because the last time they did it, the only time he had a championship was with LeBron 16. But that's 16, bro. That's 8 years ago. Can LeBron still do what he does? I don't think LeBron can. I'm pretty much sure he can't. And Anthony Davis's health is a big issue. So are they very talented? Are they going to compete in the West? Yes. But can they beat the Warriors? I don't really think so. I don't think they scored enough points.
We'll have some odds on Kyrie and KD, updated odds. Plus, I haven't gotten to this yet, but odds, total win, over-under win projections for the college football teams in the FBS. I have UF, I have UM, I have FSU. I even have FIU if you want a good laugh.
We're fine about that last one.
So we'll do that in the next segment on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.